It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Ted Goldberg, in for Brian Watt. Scientists and residents say a potentially harmful algae bloom continues to spread across San Francisco Bay, and there are no signs it's slowing down. KQED's Daphne Young talked to people who've gotten up close to the bloom and has this report.
Every weekend, Mary Spicer and her friends spend a lot of time out in the bay.
We go out on the six-man and the one-man canoes out of Encinal Beach. About a month ago, we started noticing red tide is what we call it.
Spicer has seen the water turn this reddish-brown color before, but lately...
As the weeks progressed, that red tide has consistently grown more brown and I would say chocolate-thick water. We can no longer see through the water.
This bloom is really spreading roughly from between the Bay Bridge and San Mateo Bridge. At least that's where it's most intense. There have been higher levels of algae reported in the north part of the bay as well.
Ian Wren is a scientist with the San Francisco Baykeeper. He says his group has been testing the waters and started getting reports of an algae bloom in late July. Around that time, the California Department of Public Health took water samples and identified the type of algae. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, confirmed the state's findings.
This particular species of algae, known as Heterosigma akashiwo, is considered a harmful algae, and it has been found in estuaries and along coastal regions around the world. Heterosigma blooms have been associated with fish kills and the possible release of neurotoxins.
So far, there have not been any reports of fish die-offs or other major issues in the Bay Area. And the California Department of Public Health has not issued outright warnings against kayaking or other forms of recreation on the bay, or even eating fish caught from it. But the city of Oakland has issued an alert about brown reddish water at Lake Merritt, advising people to stay away as a precaution. The city plans to continue testing. I'm Daphne Young, KQED News.